Hello and good morning or afternoon or evening or whenever it is you're listening to that. This is Thursday, March 20th, 2025. Episode 11 of Larry Talks Music. Man. So, I just want to say that as I sit here and talk about all different types of bands or artists or whoever, I'm not going to lie. It's hard for me to pick what artists or what band to talk about to go into. I mean, because really, there's so many I like. Believe me, I've got hundreds of bands and artists, and I mean, I can sit here and talk about all day long. And I know some people, you know, for those who do listen to this or will listen to this, probably will be like, oh, this is stupid. But hey, that's your opinion, you know. I'm having fun with this. It's talking about the bands and artists I like and listen to and how I got into them and try to remember how I got into them. Some of them, you know, I kind of have an idea. Some of them is like, shoot, I don't know. I don't know how I got into them. Somehow I just stumbled into them and, you know, started listening to them. You know, like I said, I'm just hoping and that there's somebody out there that will maybe listen, maybe like, I don't know. I mean, you know, but at the same time, you know, if I get nobody listen, then, well, you know, that's, oh well, you know, I just know it's out there and hopefully somebody somewhere down the line will stumble across this and be like, hey, where's this podcast been all my life? You know, I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people's got some busy lives, and the last thing they want to do is sit down and listen to a podcast of some average Joe talking about bands he likes or and how they got into them or artists or whoever, you know. But hey, you know, some people, you know, they like podcasts. Some people don't. Some people, you know, there's only certain ones they listen to. There's, you know, but hey, that's fine. I'm just having fun with this, having a good time, talking about music, my love for music, and I love all kinds. So, let's get into this episode. So, as I was sitting here rambling through my head last night, this morning, just trying to figure out who should I talk about? Who should I mention? I mean, I could be here all day talking about all these bands and artists I like, but this episode would be too long if I did that. Way too long. Like hours and hours, okay? And nobody wants to hear all that. So I just went ahead and just grabbed a name out of my head and just said, let's go with this one. Let's go with the band Yesterday and Today. Some of you are probably like, Yesterday and Today? What band is that? Never heard of them. Me either. Until probably, shoot, I can't remember how long ago I found out that this is what they used to call themselves back in the early 70s, maybe even early 80s, before they changed it. Yeah, they were once called Yesterday and Today. But I guess sometime in the mid 80s or so, or even early 80s or so, at some point, they decided to shorten it up to YNT. And some people are going, well, I still don't know much about YNT. And that is a band. They're from good old California, or Oakland, California, I believe. They started in the early 70s or so and played, you know, I guess for years, you know, under the name Yesterday and Today. You know, they, you know, toured with Queen and Journey and a bunch of bands back in the 70s and 80s and whatnot. But they've been around for quite a while, longer than I thought. I mean, when I first got into YNT, I'm going to say it was mid-80s or so, you know, when they did that song, Summertime Girls or Contagious. I always have trouble pronouncing that word. I think that was like 86, 87. But I think it was 87. And as always, you know, many bands I get into, whether it's mid-80s or wherever, you know, or even 90s or who knows. I mean, I always go back and try to discover any earlier stuff that they put out. You know, because, you know, of course, most bands I've gotten into has already had a few albums out before, you know, I got a hold of them. And, of course, it was MTV that helped me get into the YNT, because I believe I saw their video on MTV and thought, man, it's a pretty good band. And yes, a very good band. A band that is so underrated. I mean, it's sad when people talk about good 80s rock bands that were just great rock bands. You know, yeah, they had some ballads, but they had some really rocking songs. They also had some rocking ballads, you know. You know, like the song I Believe in You. That was kind of a ballad song and a rockin' song as well. You know, I mean, they had a lot of great songs. And then it was like their older stuff was great because, shoot, I want to say it was like maybe 10 years ago or something like that, I think it was. Maybe a little longer, I can't remember. I got a hold of this CD kind of box set type of thing where it's got like I think it was like early 80s albums all the way up to like 87, I think it was. I think it was like there like five albums on CD or whatever. Then it had like a live concert that they did in, I think, in 81 or something like that, or sometime in the 80s, a CD. So I mean, it was like pretty much all their albums, almost, except for what they did in the 70s, you know. But it was, man, yeah, that, to me, that's like an awesome, because, I mean, I got a few CDs. No, I don't. No, I have a few. I have three of their records and about three or so of their cassette tapes. But I don't think I have any other CDs except for that pretty much five albums or whatever CD set that I got, that, you know, that's got Black Tiger and all that stuff on there, the older stuff that I don't have a CD or a tape or a record of. But man, they've really got some rocking songs, you know, and I mean, listening to their older stuff, you know, stuff that I never heard before, you know, back in the early 80s, you know, prior to me, you know, getting into them, and it's just, man, I just don't get how people don't look at Y&T and give them so much credit as what a great rock band they are and were. I mean, they're still going. Dave, the singer and guitar player, he's still going. You know, he's been with the band since pretty much day one. He's still going with Y&T. I mean, he's been battling with cancer for a while, and he's been beating it. So that's good. That's good. They had a lot of great songs, you know. And then, you know, the guitar, the drums, everything, the singing, everything was great on those albums, you know. And, you know, it's just sad that, you know, nobody, they're just so underrated, you know. I mean, even though, you know, some people that's been a fan of them since the beginning, and then, you know, some people that, you know, are probably just now getting into it, but, they rock. I mean, they are some pure rock and roll. I mean, even today, they still rock. I mean, like I said, that, like, freaking 5-album CD set that came out, I think it's one of the best CD collection that I think I've gotten in a long time. Or, I mean, it's just amazing, you know, because, I mean, it's just a lot of great songs and great albums on there. I mean, some of them, you know, I have, you know, the cassette tape or have it on vinyl. But to have that, you know, CD collection there, you know, with their older stuff, you know, early 80s stuff to, I think it's like 87. Just, man, I mean, I can just put those things, those CDs in there and just list them all the way through. I mean, I don't think there's really one song that they've done that's just like, oh yeah, that one sucks. Yeah, I mean, each song rocks, and great guitar solos, and just the sound. I mean, just they're just underrated. They're just definitely underrated. I mean, I just don't see how more people are not talking more about Y&T or Yesterday and Today, but I just don't see it. I just don't see how people are not, you know, when they come up with 80s music, 80s metal, or 80s rock, why is Y&T not part of the conversation? You know, it just blows me away, because they just, I don't know, they just, whew. I kind of got into them in the mid-80s, but not a whole lot, you know. And then, shoot, as the older I got, the more I got into them, and it's just, the more I realized, man, I've missed out on some really good stuff. So, man, if you ever get a chance, if you haven't yet, man, look up some Y&T, man. You know, on YouTube or whatever. I mean, check them out, man. I mean, they've got some really good rocking songs. I'm telling you, they really got, if you like some good rocking solo songs, I mean, songs that just, I mean, they rock. That's all I gotta say. They rock. You know, like the album they got is In Rock We Trust. I mean, I've got that album, you know. And so, I mean, amazing. So check them out, Y&T. And also, as always, if you're looking for some great, amazing coffee, get some Cat House Coffee. I think until this month, at the end of this month, you can get it at cathouse.com. But I believe starting next month in April, that website will be gone, but you'll be able to go to cathousehollywood.com and get some coffee. So check it out. Get some coffee, man. Real fresh and amazing coffee that's never old. Coffee that ain't been sitting on the shelf for months at a time. Fresh coffee all the time. And check it out. From Ricky Rackman and Leah Vendetta. Cat House Coffee. Check it out. Best coffee ever, I tell you.